Welcome to the Ideal Network Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts Darlene Sartori and Peter Meagles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Ideal Network Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The short version of the word ideal in Ideal Network stands for I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. And there's much more. Thanks for listening in and share this with the people that are most important to you. Now on to our show with Darlene Sartori and Peter Meagles. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Peter Meagles here on Building Fortunes Radio. It's a Wednesday. It's 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. on the Central Side. And we are here with Darlene Sartori. Darlene owns the Ideal Network. And for all those people that are familiar with my voice, I might sound a little different only because I'm on a cell phone on the speaker, which is my least liked way of doing this. I usually do it through my landline. But AT&T has not successfully figured out how to make their landlines work recently. So that's another whole story. We talked about that a little bit last week. Between new technology and old-fashioned stuff that used to work. And we are here with Darlene Sartori. She runs the Ideal Network. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/ideal, you'll be able to hear her again on Building Fortunes Radio, the shows we've done previously. And if you go to idealnetwork.biz, you'll be able to see the previous things that she's done on her website. Now, we are both more oriented towards working in real life with real people, so less more so on websites. So don't focus on the website. Focus on the things that are important. We're going to talk a little bit about that as we get started. But if you want to, you can hear the previous radio shows that we've done before. But, Darlene, I want to say thanks for being here on your own radio show. And if we are creatures of habit, I'm a little bit uncomfortable because I don't like to speak on a speakerphone on my whatchamacallit. So whatever that is what it is, and I got to shut off some of my other phone lines, and here we go. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Peter. You know, you're such a blessing in my life in many ways, and one of them is that you seem to have always that positive outlook on life, no matter how challenging it gets. You always seem to have a life-empowering, positive spin. And I mentioned in the pre-show, you know, I kind of haven't appreciated myself as much over the last year or two, as I feel like often I've become way too cynical. The world has really worked very diligently at pulling us down and keeping us out of the positive mental attitude, as they refer to it. And I think that that is a direct cause of many of the challenges that we're having on our planet, is because we have looked at the negative instead of the positive. The life empowering is what I like to dub around this word positive. Over the last few weeks, there's been quite a few deaths in our inner circle groups around here. And, you know, it's been one of those reminding us that, you know, life is only temporary on this planet, and that we get to graduate from Schoolhouse Earth and go on. And often we will say condolences, and we're really kind of at a loss as what to say, because we're sometimes not totally sure what the other individual might be feeling. Especially if we don't have daily direct contact with them to know what they might have been experiencing during this time when maybe a loved one was declining. And but we always know, for some odd reason innately within ourselves, that the person who has graduated from the planet is in a better place. And so that is that positive nature that we have within ourselves that is part of our our mentality. And I think it's one that more people need to find a way to connect with people who are more positive rather than negative, because I've been studying something or encountered something that over the past a couple weeks, or I guess it was last week actually, when one of my dear friends and business partners, J.M., who is the author of one of our books that we promote very heavily, and that Skip the Politics and Create Heaven on Earth, her husband, Don, and Cheyenne Kramer, and that's Kramer, K-R-E-A-M-E-R, wrote the book Skip the Politics and Create Heaven on Earth. And I love it when I can participate and help individuals to get their works published and to and then promote it, because it is by us advertising and helping each other to share these great things that we find. Well, Cheyenne shared with me a friend who lives or who has been promoting and lived near or in the town of Roseto, Pennsylvania, R-O-S-E-T-O, and it was been studied since 1961 for the low disease problems in that community, where surrounding communities are not as healthy by a long shot. And they, after a long discovery and et cetera, the only common denominator was the dynamic of individuals working in loving families and loving community and very supportive and collaborative. Was the only common denominator that they could find. And the place that they came from, they were Italian Americans, as we often categorize people who came from a specific country and settled in an area. And they named their town after Roseto, Italy. Well, the lady that Shan wanted me to connect with was somebody that did tours to this town in Italy from, you know, doing the tourist-type situation, and that she had created and started working around a program that was very kind of in alignment with exactly what I've been doing, and that is talking about eating around the table. And she'd start a round-the-table cooking school. And or cooking classes and doing these kinds of things as dinner partners. And she thought, well, you'll have a lot of good things to share with, which we do. And this is basically what the inner circles that we create are sharing around common threads of things that we are interested in. And last week I mentioned the dynamic of some of the things that the Network Leads program and what Peter has created that help us with building our businesses. And I mentioned one of the programs that I like is this, what we call the PM Notify, and that goes on your desktop and then connects to all of the dynamics that are part of the PM Notify. Has, I'm going to read down the listing on the settings. It has settings, and then you go in there and you make, you know, tell it what kind of tones you want and alarms or no alarms. And then the list reads last notification, last message, log into LMS, log into phase two, log into phase three, go to Network Leads blog, go to Building Fortunes Radio, go to MLM or MLM News, and that's actually a website, so that's, you know, MLM.news, and then go to Humongous blog, and Humongous is spelled like Y-O-U, and then M-O-N-G-U-S blog and then go to the Humongous Ads Network. And then the next category talks about training and then support and buy leads. And then there's an About the PM Notify. And then you can close the pop-up menu that comes up when you just rest over the PM Notify icon. And it looks like a little television set sitting at the bottom of your screen in your tool area and or your apps areas, whatever you want to call it on your phone or on the computer. But it is so wonderful when you can have all of your little tools together in one place. And one of the ones that I clicked on today that I hadn't looked at for a while is the GoTo Network Leads blog. And when you go to there, it actually redirects to blog.networkleads.com. And the one that popped up there was one from September the 14th of 2019. And so that was a little over a year ago. And it's called Promoting and Branding by PM Marketing Leads, Network Leads by Peter Mingles. And it's a very nice, short message that has given there about how PM Notify or PM Marketing and the Network Leads is always here to help you build your business. And then it says, hello, and then the name. Thanks for reading. We are helping people positively brand themselves and the industry using our Building Fortunes Radio, the Humongous Ads Network, and our other product lines. And then in quote or parentheses says blog, news, charity site, etc. The next paragraph says there is a lot of competition for time, resources, and attention in the public arena. The gig economy of Uber, Lyft, and others provide people who want to make money right away. And I thought, what in the world is the gig economy? And I had to stop and think about that. Kind of caught my attention. And that's one of the things that you do when you're writing something is you kind of put in words that maybe a person doesn't know or they completely connect with. So that was one thing. Okay, then I read the rest of it. Okay, Uber and Lyft and other. Okay, I kind of get it now. Okay. And then the next line says, a chance to do that until their cars break down or they have an unpleasant experience. And then it says the next one is selling on economy or Amazon or eBay, and these are all talking about economy here, is confusing and competitive. Well, Showtime series, John Olivia last night or last week tonight, Penn and Teller, and then it says seriously expose the downside. And then the next paragraph, the FTC, the FDA, and the SEC go after the ones they can selectively and effectively shut down or shutter. All this makes negative headlines. And so as you begin to see why I started talking about negativity and positivity, because that's what the topic I was talking about and over the last few days and thinking about. And then I just pop on this and suddenly, is this a coincidence that there is a blog post that he made a year ago? And then it continues on. That's why we do what we do, to help people building the right way, a positive voice for the industry and for your future if you choose this as a path. So join us and spread the word. There are many good people and companies out there. There are more good people and companies out there than there are bad ones. Again, looking at the positive side. Do more people drive traffic to your website? That's the key element to building lots of things. Most things in building your business can be fixed in quotes, by talking to more people that can make a decision about what you do. We can help you with that. Order something and plug in. So let me page down a little bit on this. If you are not sure, call me and I'll explain. If you are working with a Building Fortunes affiliate, then order through their site. And if you are just not sure, just ask. And then he lists the networkleads.com site as the main website. networkleads.com/MLMERS. Maybe you just want to contact people who do multi-level marketing, MLM. And then he lists the phase3networkleads.com for phase three. Well, if you don't know what phase three is, that's a good place to find out. And then the networkleads.com/traffic is for traffic to your website. How many websites do you have out there that you'd like to have more traffic to? And then the next link that he puts there is networkleads.com/everything. Has a short description of almost everything that Peter has available. Almost, but not everything. He's always adding something, like we just added this year, the Space Tech Virus Killer .com affiliate program to sell that wonderful virus killer technology for individuals so they can keep their home and cars and businesses free from bacteria, viruses, and all sorts of other things like, you know, mold. And I'm not sure if mold's a bacteria or what, but I guess it's simple. It's something that you don't want to have in your house. So it kills all those dynamic things. So you keep adding it. And then the last one that he mentioned is the buildingfortunes.com is our affiliate program that's free to join. What's better than free, huh? So then he signs it again, thanks for reading, and his name and his telephone number. P.S. We do more to help our customers than you might think. Our satisfied customers are our greatest ascending asset. And if you, I know I stumbled through that a little bit. My eyes aren't like they used to be. I have challenges reading, but then you can go on down and read more and more about the different blogs that he's got on there and et cetera, and read a little bit more. So if you would like, again, that website is blog, B-L-O-G, dot network leads dot com. And this is just one of the examples of what you can learn how to create is your own type of blogs. And what we have, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the phase three, okay? We get a phase two, and that's a built-in one that you can basically adapt for whatever program you are marketing or wanting to share on the internet and et cetera. And so I go back to the network lead or PM Notify, and then I go down the list there, and I wanted to bring up a little bit about phase three. And there it says log into phase three, and it logs right in to your phase three account. Well, there are five templates that are in that you can have. And within each of those five templates, there's many templates that you can create and develop for your own programs that you're doing. And what's happening when I start talking about this and et cetera, people begin to say, wow, I don't know a whole lot about building a website or a blog. Well, guess what? This is all back here in the back office for you to do this, and it's all free. Who does that in today's world? Gives this much dynamics free? And I'm working with a group of people that are creating what we're calling the Ideal Universal Society. And we bought the endings for about 20 different endings that will focus on Ideal Universal Society. the .us, the .org, the .net, the .co, the .info, the .store, the .com, the .online, the .club, the .live, life, the .live, the .biz, the .site, the .foundation, the .education, the .academy, the .com, the .blog, the .shop, and the .com, of course. And so you can see that every one of those ending categories, and there are many ending categories now that we can develop. But what you need to know is to how to build a website to put on all of those. Well, where is the best learning process that you can find than working with Peter's templates in the back office, part of the Phase 3 program? And all you have to do is basically open something, click on something you like, and it shows up on a page. It is so simple to figure out how to do a layout for your website. So if you have somebody that's wanting to create a website for their own company and their company doesn't have one that's as, you know, as pizzazz they want to, they can learn how to do something like this from the Phase 3, this PM Marketing Phase 3. And I have chosen on my 5 templates the makeyourowneconomy.com and then /D Sartori, the letter D, and then my last name, Sartore, and that's my username. So I went in there, and template one is about making your own economy and then featuring whatever I wanted to feature in there. And the second template that I chose was myhomebusiness.video/DSartori. And, of course, you would put your username at the end of that template. And the third one that I chose was coffee.myplantowin, the number two, the numeral two, win.com/.com, or Darlene, or DSartori, I can't even talk today. Got too many things going on in my brain that I would like to share. And so that's about a company that I market that's got coffee. Okay. And then the fourth one that I chose was biz2.myplantowin.com/DSartori. And that one is, again, about business and how to create the plan around your business. And then the next one is template 5 that I chose was the hot-dealstoday.net/DSartori. And that's about whatever hot deals I was wanting to promote at that particular time or that Peter is putting up there. And so I keep talking about creating an inner circle of people to work together. And this is where I'm encouraging people who really are interested in creating an ideal universal society is to start thinking at the local level. What is it that I could do in my local economy to be able to increase and help people to recover from this horrible last 2 years of being tricked and deceived about this pandemic, and that has really put a lot of people out of business? And so what I'm helping people to do now is to focus on building back your local economy by starting a center to meet up at. And we are going to be calling this and probably labeling it with a name, which we are now probably honing down, but the inner circle group is working on what do we want to call these local meetup areas. And one of the areas that I see that needs some help are the electronic areas where people do not have a place to go and get their equipment repaired very quickly. Because if your cell phone goes out right then and there, you know, you need a new cell phone very quickly and you want to be able to get it done. Well, that's not possible in most places now. You got to send them off. You got to wait or go buy another one. And then, you know, so it's very complicated. And so I'm wondering if there isn't a way that we can create a center where it's a meetup area with a cafe and then a place that could be attached that would be an electronic specialization where people could share this knowledge with each other and maybe make a small membership fee to support the center. And so I'm inviting those who are listening to say, do we have such an animal anywhere on the planet yet, right now? And if not, let's get together and put together our heads and thinking caps and say, okay, how can we create local meetup areas? Because one of the things that's being destroyed in the last few years is that meetup area. And so I'm looking at how we can take the online marketing arena that Peter has done so well of pulling together all of these dynamics and putting them in one place, and how can we replicate that as a local meetup area? And maybe we feature this killer virus at that storefront. Now you say, wow, aren't you going back into the old world with storefronts? No, because when we lose those storefronts and those meetup interacting areas, we are creating a failure system for our civilization. Remember, I keep saying, as the family goes, so goes the civilization. What made America great and all around the planet is where we have privately owned businesses that people are doing this around their family. Family-owned and operated businesses, online and offline. But what we are missing is that meetup area to help the small businesses with the hand-up program. So I'm running out of time, but I hope that I wove together some of the dynamics of what you can see when you connect with Peter and myself around some of the programs that we are bringing for you to be able to add to what you're already doing or start something. If you're looking for something brand new, we can help you identify that. So if you want to reach me, I always give my mobile number out, 812-664-7419. Again, 812-664-7419. And, of course, my email is IDEAL, Network Projects with a S, Projects. Network is single, Projects is plural, @gmail.com, IDEAL Network Projects @gmail.com. So if you have some ideas or you'd like to invite me to network with you and see how we can star your program and some of the programs that we're working with, I can add it for free on the Ideal Ads Network dynamic. You can get a free advertising. So we give away a lot of free things because we want to make it easy for you to have your own businesses up and running with as little pain as possible and as little risk as possible. So back to you, Peter.
Perfect information, and thanks for the tips on the different things on the blog. I forgot I wrote that blog post, and for those people that go in there, they can see those types of things that we've written before as well. So I really appreciate that. As we make the changes that we necessarily make, we're always doing things on the phase three to make them more responsive so they'll look good on all different types of platforms. So for those people listening in, make sure you check that out. And Darlene, thanks a million. If you go to buildingfortressradio.com/ideal, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. And we're going to catch everybody next week. And we'll dig into some of those things that she's referencing and some of the philosophies behind them as well on future radio shows. Darlene, thanks for being here. So long, everyone.
You've been listening to the Ideal Network Radio Show on buildingfortressradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear more segments with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingle. Darlene encourages everyone to join the Ideal Network, so you can say, I live the ideal life, where I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Darlene, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word. Tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.